Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us healthy in the coronavirus effort and also keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's truckers and men and women out there, coast to coast, border to border. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. The same way, we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. I made a couple of changes over there last night. I think you're going to like them. All right. Joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com, Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Okay. We got some comments in the chat room that I'll get to in a minute because it's got a bearing on where we're going to go right now. Texas Governor Greg Abbott pledged Monday that every Texas Democratic lawmaker who fled the state in an act of political theater would be promptly arrested upon their return to the Lone Star State. However, last night, the Texas House members voted 76-4 to send law enforcement to find and return the absent Democrats under a warrant of arrest. What's going on?
Well, first of all, this whole thing was a ploy. And I would argue, as I see it, I can't prove it yet, but the indications are there, that this was a ploy by Schumer and Pelosi. It was a coordinated effort to have them walk, have the Democrats walk out and come to Washington. This is a theatrical stunt that's being pulled in order to pass some part of H.R. 1, which they don't have the votes for. So.
Nope, they don't.
Mm-mm. Okay, and so what I'm trying to say here is that Texas, the Republicans there, Abbott and whatnot, they know that this is a ploy. So there's a warrant for their arrest, so they can't make the arrest outside the state. They can make it inside the state. And to bring them back into the legislature to do their job, because they've essentially abandoned their job.
Right.
So this is kind of a, as I said, this is kind of a gesture. It's really, this is political theater playing out on a world stage. National stage, I should say, because, you know, Biden gets involved yesterday, Kamala Harris gets involved yesterday, Schumer gets involved yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're being played. And the scary part about all of this is how bad it's going to get between now and 2020. 2022 and 2024. So this is we're in a bad way, and it's all at the hands of the Democrats. I don't know how else to put it.
Well, I hope they do more of this because they're not doing anything to help their cause. Because again, I heard from Democrats and talked with Democrats personally face to face yesterday, and they said they're embarrassed what their party's doing right now. They are embarrassed.
Well, you got Democrats and you got Democrats. Mm-hmm. So, be careful of who you trust in all of this, because I'm not trusting anybody in all of this.
Now, you probably heard that President Joe Biden said last week it's time to go door-to-door to vaccinate people against the COVID-19. Most voters, of course, disagree by about 2-1 on that. But then we had the South Carolina governor, Mr. McMaster, chime in and said, we won't be doing Biden's door-to-door vaccine coercion in South Carolina. He said, thanks, but no thanks. You are not welcome here.
Yet, there was some door-to-door action going on this week in South Carolina
mm-hmm.
by the health department.
Yep. Yep, and apparently they stopped that.
I don't know that they stopped it. I didn't see where they did, but, they were definitely going door to door.
Well, I was told they were in Charleston, and the people in Charleston, my affiliate said that they were located, and the governor's office said stop.
Okay.
So we'll see. That was one area, one place. That's all I know.
Right.
And that came from my affiliate that was over there, so I don't know. All right, and then very quickly, the UN rights chief says that countries that profited from slavery and colonialism must pay reparations.
Well, as I said on your show yesterday as we were coming to an end, is that our UN ambassador hates America just like everybody else does, and she's not getting nearly enough press, but,
By the way, Eric just sent me a message. He says, door-to-door is going on in Charlotte, North Carolina, Mecklenburg County. That is a Democratic state, so it would not surprise me. At least the governor's a Democrat. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more. And North Carolina, nothing would surprise me there. Virginia, too, for that matter. We'll see. All right, we'll be right back with more of Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at TuggyThePatriotPup.com. Now, education, of course, of our youth is always critical, and we used to have a trust in our school systems that the way subjects were presented and taught were in line with our values. Sadly, that is no longer the case. The sooner the youngsters learn about American history, the better, and learning history from the heart is a must. Now, we welcome to the show Tuggy the Patriot Pup, the author, mother, and grandmother, Lauren Kelly, who's written three great go-to books for grade school kids. They're beautiful, educational, and they teach children history with a heart. Volume number one features Tuggy at the start of the American Revolution. Choices need to be made. In volume number two, Tuggy falls in love during the War of 1812. In volume number three, it features Tuggy and his bride settle on the Mason-Dixon line and their twin daughters. Now, Tuggy's family and friends move through American history examining the crises that have resulted in some of our country's greatest conflicts. So visit TuggyThePatriotPup.com. That's TuggyThePatriotPup.com for your children and grandchildren, an absolute must for homeschoolers, and it's available locally at the Coastal Market 607 at 607 Clearwater Largo Road in Clearwater. That's the Coastal Market 607, 607 Clearwater Largo Road in Clearwater, Florida. And the books come in English and Spanish, too. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Morning.
Now, so much stuff going on in the world in which we live. California and New York City came out yesterday, the two of them. It's almost like they were talking to each other, the governor and the mayor, de Blasio and Newsom. California says K-12, no exception. Everybody's got to wear face masks in the classrooms this fall. And de Blasio said the same thing. Everybody's got to wear face masks.
California is walking that back as of late yesterday. They put out a meme that said they will clarify. So,
Well, he's trying to get himself reelected, and I told you I got a New York Times story here that said that he was doing everything he could to get himself reelected by doing everything that got the people mad at him to begin with. He was trying to undo as fast as he could, but I don't think he's going to do it. That's just me.
Okay.
Yep. All right. Now, we've got a problem in Africa. Europe and Africa are rallying behind Mozambique in their fight against ISIS. Nobody's talked about ISIS for a while, but they are alive and well in Africa.
Yeah, I was reading a little bit of that yesterday, and I think it's going to be a clear problem. And I'd like to see Europe, you know, certainly do their part. They haven't been all along, but they do, in fact, have an agreement where the European Union has agreed to send military training to Mozambique. So... I don't know that I'd like to be trained by the Europeans because I think they're incredibly passive.
Now, is that part of the French territory?
I do not know that, but there's a province called Cabo Delgado that's had violence there since 2017, but it's in the past year it's gone up significantly. But I think it may be. Part of, you know, some kind of management by Europe. I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, so I don't really want to say. But, yeah, so Europe is, they're going to do such a great part, they're going to send about 200 people there.
Well, the reason I asked is because the French and the U.S. Special Forces just signed a joint operating pact together to operate in Africa. Didn't say where, but it said that they were going to be working together. And Mozambique, it sounds like it's a French name to me. I could be wrong, but who knows?
Well, there 3,000 people since 2017 have been killed in Cabo Delgado, uh-huh. And 800,000 have been misplaced. So it's yet another country that, you know, it's in a tailspin, and people are having to escape for various reasons. And where are they going to go? Well, they're going to go other places in Europe. Rwanda said that they were going to send in 1,000 troops. So we'll see.
Yeah, exactly. Now, the Cuban protests. The UN Rights Council has been silent on the Cuban protest.
And they have an office. They've got a very large footprint in Haiti. So, you know, they are very close to all of this.
Right.
But the UN, you know, they are very silent on all this. Now, we also had some interesting, I don't really want to call them, maybe I call them a rally or something in Miami.
Yeah.
In the Cuban section in Miami, which actually shut down some roads there. Which
right.
Under DeSantis, you can't do that. You get jailed for that.
Correct.
So they brought in an awful lot of police presence yesterday.
Yeah, and, of course, the Cubans in Miami, of course, they're loading up boats. They think they're going to take the supplies and stuff and take
it to Cuba. I doubt they won't even get to land. They're going to have to float it in or something, but Cuba's not going to allow those boats to dock anywhere.
Nope, not at all. Not at all. They're going to get out there in the water somewhere, get stopped, and that'll be the end of it. And the Coast Guard's telling the people in Cuba, on the other hand, don't come this way.
Well, now you got a bunch of Democrats that are saying that we ought to send to our Navy, ought to send some ships and grab some of these people and bring them in.
Yeah, and I told you about the 8-year-old, Eric's son, that said, I believe it was his son, said that why can't we just send some ships over there and pick the people up and bring them to the United States?
It's nuts.
Yep. I guess we could if they'd let us.
But we solved the problem in Cuba, okay? We just don't pick up people and run away. I mean, just that's not what we do.
No, and I heard somebody else say we should send the military. As a matter of fact, I believe it was the mayor of Miami said that, something to that fact. I don't remember exactly how he said it.
Quieted down, actually, in Cuba. The protests have quieted down substantially. I think there's a letter the media is reporting that about 200 people have kind of disappeared, meaning that they have been seized or captured and taken someplace. So they've disappeared.
Yeah, and one woman said that there's 100 people that have disappeared. I don't know where she got her information. By the way, George in the chat room, Eric in the chat room, they're going back and forth. They're saying that this was I-95 that got shut down.
Okay, I didn't realize it was I-95.
I didn't either. Nope. And George said at 6 p.m. last night he was coming back from North Carolina. And they had I-95 north of Jacksonville shut down, the northbound lane, blocked with people protesting Cuba. Oh, and I did see something yesterday. I saw a real fancy pickup truck with a big one of those signs in the back that said, Cuba, 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 the time is now, the time is now, free Cuba. And it kept, you know, the sign kept changing the words on the back, in the back end of a pickup.
Okay.
Don't know where they went, but they were here in town somewhere driving around. So there's
we have a large Cuban population in Tampa.
Yeah. So, you know, the support is there, but how we go about doing this is anybody's guess.
Yeah, well, the Biden administration is monitoring the situation.
That's right. And they're going to do such a great job doing that.
Yeah, they're good at monitoring.
Yeah. Yep, and as Jen says, Jen Psaki says, the president or someone will, the president, I guess, is going to make a statement. She got caught yesterday saying something that almost got her in trouble. All right, here comes music, and we will talk to you tonight on the Radio. Have yourself a great day today.
Sorry, you too.
Denise Simon, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. And let's see, George is saying they had a massive rally on Dale Mabry yesterday. Okay. Trump flags, American flags. Yeah, that's probably what I saw that pickup truck where it was going. It was going in that direction. All right, I'll be right back with more of the Military Report coming up.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden headed to Philadelphia on Tuesday to deliver a speech on voting rights, something he said were under assault from a recent string of state laws that enacted changes to their elections.
There's an unfolding assault taking place in America today, an attempt to suppress and subvert the right to vote in fair and free elections. An assault on democracy, an assault on liberty, an assault on who we are.
His speech coming as the battle over one of those proposals continued. as the Texas House voted to approve the arrest of Democratic lawmakers who fled the state on Monday to avoid a vote on an elections integrity bill. The remaining lawmakers, the vast majority of them Republicans, voted 76-4 to direct state law enforcement to track down the absent members. 61 members left Texas Monday and flew to the nation's capital, depriving the chamber of the quorum needed to hold a vote on the bill. This is USA Radio News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you. I will tell you where those locations are. They will train you to be an aviation maintenance tech. And that's a good thing. You'll make yourself a lot of money. You'll have yourself a fantastic career. And they're going to tell you all about themselves right now.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance tech, and you can take your pick as to which one you want to go to. They have one right here in my backyard in Clearwater, Florida. Now, the other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston, and I will tell you that either one offers the same type of courses, same type of training. Now, the one in Clearwater has a second class that the one up in Concord doesn't have. And when Bo comes in, he explains all that. But to find out more, I strongly suggest you take a tour of one of their facilities. And to do that, you just call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Schedule your tour at either the one in Clearwater or the one in Concord, Mass. You'll be able to talk to a student or two. You'll be able to talk to an instructor or two. You'll also be able to talk to the financial people to find out about your finances. Now, if you're a veteran post 9/11, more than likely you're 100% covered by your GI Bill. It'll take care of it. If you're a pre-9/11, the percentage varies on whether or not you used it before, your educational benefits or not, and how long you've been away from the military. But certainly everybody would be able to qualify for an educational loan by using the conventional method that they have there. So one way or another, you'll find out what it is you're eligible for when you're there. Now, I will tell you, becoming an aviation maintenance tech is a highly, highly respected, high-paying job. You can go to work anywhere in the world. Anywhere in the world. And all you got to do is call them up at 800-659-2080, 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour. Now, their website, if you want to go that way, you can do it that way too, is NAA.edu, NAA.edu. Follow all the prompts and you'll get the information that you want. Now, the top U.S. commander, Army General Scott Miller, relinquished his command in Afghanistan, and he has now left the country amidst the rapid surge by the Taliban. The Taliban is going to be in control of Afghanistan in a matter of weeks. Not months, weeks. It'll be sooner rather than later. They've already resorted to finding out and trying to locate the Afghan pilots, and are assassinating them as fast as they can get their hands on them. They're already mass executing the members of the Afghan military special operations forces when they capture them or when they give up because they've run out of ammunition or whatever. They line them up, shoot them, kill them. That's it. End of story. Keep in mind, we told you about all of that, that that's what was going to happen. And it's happening just the way we said. It's happened before in the same manner. The Taliban are ruthless. Ruthless. Now, the House and Senate lawmakers have been pushing to boost the Missile Defense Agency's fiscal 2022 budget and continue to advocate for increased missile defense in the Indo-Pacific theater. But House appropriators' plan did forget to cut the funding to enhance the missile defense in Guam to give them the extra money they needed. So it's back to the drawing board. The United States also is still reviewing a request for troops made by Haiti's interim prime minister, Claude Joseph, to help secure its airport and other infrastructure after the assassination of President Jovenel Moise, the White House said in a press release. The U.S. Navy has denied China's claim that its military chased an American warship out of the South China Sea. We heard that report, and the facts so far do not back up the Chinese claim. Also, women at the Virginia Military Institute describe an atmosphere of hostility and an expectation of backlash from male cadets if they reported being groped or raped. Not a good atmosphere at all, unfortunately. And it's situation normal for the U.S. diplomats in Kabul, despite the gains by the Taliban, even though there is extra security there that's been provided now. And the danger from China now is a clear and present danger, so says the Indo-PACCOM top intel officer in speaking to reporters yesterday. Also, soldiers from the Afghan Special Forces paused for a short prayer late on Sunday night on a deserted stretch of highway into the southern province of Kandahar. They do so every time they prepare to face Taliban militants in battle, and they were going to face the militants again. No report on what happened. Now, be skeptical on Facebook and Twitter. There are people going on Twitter and Facebook right now and impersonating a military member has always been something that's been there, but this has really gone over the top. There are people there impersonating admirals, generals, colonels, high-ranking officers, both male and female, on the internet. And they're doing it to try to get a date, because they want to ask you out to go on a date. Unbelievable, but true. So be careful on the internet. Now, Congress returns to Capitol Hill this week. They came back the other day, Tuesday, I believe it was. With just 3 weeks left before the August recess and goals of advancing both the fiscal 2022 appropriations measures and annual defense authorization bill before the break. Don't forget that the House appropriators ripped a proposal to decommission four littoral combat ships contained in President Joe Biden's Pentagon budget request for next year as a misuse of taxpayer funds. The House appropriators want to protect three of the four littoral combat ships and keep them in service, operating. Now, Senate Democrats unveiled a plan to quickly replenish accounts that fund the U.S. Capitol police officers and National Guard salaries, both of which are expected to run out as early as later this fall. They introduced a bill to replace the Capitol Police and National Guard coffers. And we'll see if that gets passed, because right now some people are a little bit upset because they're outside their jurisdiction doing whatever it is they're going to be doing. But it's not the first time they've done that, I might add. By the way, the U.S. Army is wading into the murky waters of fielding electric vehicles, and industry stands ready to make that happen, but it's been difficult for the experienced commercial world to convince the hesitant service to take the plunge. So as far as electric vehicles are going to get right now, they're going to be few and far between. And the U.S. Army has also launched its future long-range assault aircraft competition, quietly releasing a request for proposals limited to two industry teams to submit their bids for renewal by the Army. All right, we're coming back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, going to get into some financial stuff. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's...
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do when it comes to radio advertising. We are your one-stop shop, and no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
Well, as a matter of fact, I think I will. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura, Moss spelled M-A-U-S. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you are going to love Moss Acura. Now, the powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. The MDX has a new, more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345-horsepower engine. Plus, it has some amazing creature comforts like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers, and boy, I'll tell you what, that feels good on a bad back. Now, it also Moss Nissan, or Moss Acura and Nissan, offer home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care with a free oil change and tire rotations for life, and they honor those that have served the country with the You Serve, You Save program, all active military, all veterans, all first responders, all pastors, too, get taken care of like kings and queens. Now, they're located at North Florida Avenue, next to Nissan, at mossacura.com on the web. That's Moss, M-E-U-S, acura.com on the web. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you to save you some more money. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
Good morning.
We're going to talk about that famous tax that nobody talks about called inflation. That's the tax that nobody sees. The Economist and YouGov poll showed that 42% of the public now say the most important indicator of how the U.S. economy is doing is the prices of goods and services. Now, when they talk about the cost of living going up 5.4%. What they leave out of that is gasoline and groceries, right?
Well, yeah, to some degree, yes, absolutely, with the gasoline. It misses a lot, quite frankly, the government numbers. And I've explained this before. If we were just to go back to some of the metrics that were used back in the 1970s, we'd be running hotter than 10%. Forget about going back prior to the oil shock with OPEC. It would be much, much higher.
Right.
Inflation to me is all about what people need to have. It's the groceries, the food, the heat, electricity, tolls. I mean, food, all of these things that we need to live on and utilize on a regular basis, not flat screen TVs. Yeah, we use our TV, television, sets, but not where we're purchasing these things on a regular basis. And I find it fascinating. I've been to a lot of social events over the course of the summer, a lot of graduation parties and whatnot, and everybody's talking about it. Everybody's like, I cannot believe how much this costs. I went out to eat. I can't believe how much they're charging for this. It's everywhere.
Right.
So I don't know how the Federal Reserve and all of these Ivy League economists keep pushing the idea that this is transitory and magically it's going to up and go away tomorrow. It's just absurd.
Well, they're calling it Bidenflation. That's Bidenflation, Bidenflation, because Breitbart yesterday said consumer prices surged nearly two times higher than expected in June.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's about time. Getting some people actually talking about this. Inflation's been with us for a while. It's just really amping up right now.
And the Wall Street Journal survey that was out there says that higher inflation will be around for years.
Oh yeah. Transitory. You ever notice that they never ask these people that say the inflation is transitory? Can you define what transitory is? I mean, it's like the X in algebra. You got to tell me what are you saying? Is it 3 months? Is it a year? Is it 2 years? Is it five? Is it 10? What does transitory mean to you?
Right. You're right. And by the way, here's a final one for you on this. Small business inflation metrics are the highest since 1981.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, a small business owner, deal with lots of small business owners. Our costs are going through the roof. It's everything. Regulatory costs, you name it. They're getting on our backs about it.
Right. Now, not to be outdone, stocks and the futures traded are mixed ahead of the report of the bank earnings that's coming up, as well as the federal testimony that everybody's waiting to hear. So I guess the stock market is sitting here holding your breath again?
Run-ups here and there. It's going to take breathers. It's also the summer as well. Earnings have been very, very strong. A lot of companies running very tight ships and being very efficient with the money that's coming in. So you're going to continue to see record profits. Markets are going to trade, and I've never been able to tell you what it's going to do over the short term. We always look for the fundamentally sound companies that are going to work over the long term.
Now, I want you to hear, I saved an email for you because it's got your name mentioned in here. It's from Kay in San Diego. She's saying, thank you very much for being there and for letting us know. I'm particularly impressed with Mr. Chris Markowski, the watchdog, and his brilliant way of keeping us informed to the evils of the new world and the good possibilities for conservative goodness and our economy and our country in general. All the best to you and Mr. Markowski, your friend Kay in San Diego.
Well, that's very, very nice. There you go. It's a good way to start off my day. There's some positive energy there. How about that?
That's right, and I liked it, and I wanted to make sure I got that in there.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Now, Chucky Boy Schumer has announced a $3.5 trillion spending plan to pair with his infrastructure package. So let's see. Are we up to $4 trillion and not $6?
I think this is a kind of, from my, all the reading I've been doing on it this morning, this is the, we're not, $6 trillion off the table. We know that's never going to happen. We're going to go down to $3 trillion. I don't have the details on what has been scaled out or pared down, whatever it may be. This is this massive middle-class entitlement program that the Biden administration wants to start. He said you get the Senate Democrats on board, so they may try to force this through via reconciliation, and I still don't know how this is going to be paid for and what taxes are going to have to go up into where to, you know, supposedly pay for this monstrosity.
Now, I know you fly a lot, right?
I wouldn't say a lot, but yeah, on a plane, you know, from time to time, yeah.
Do you fly short distances?
By the time I just rather drive.
Okay. United Airlines is about to purchase 100 electric planes from Heart Aerospace that look like these mid-range planes that fly between, say, I don't know, New York and Cleveland, Chicago and Denver, or no, that's too far away, Chicago and Omaha, something like that. You know, the mid-range planes that only go maybe 500-600 miles, because you got to remember, electric planes, you're going to have to keep the batteries charged, right?
Yeah, my issue with this is, again, I think it's kind of a novel concept, but until they're more efficient on getting, you know, getting through the airport, I mean, almost like charter planes I could maybe see, but, I mean, the entire process, going to the airport, parking your car, going through security, which can sometimes be a lot longer than you expect, you know, and then doing all of that for the time that it takes, got to be there by a certain time ahead of time. Sometimes it's just better in these shorter distances just to drive. But
yeah.
All of a sudden, maybe it's a 45-minute to an hour wash by the time you're done. So, then I'll just drive it.
Yeah, now Larry Kudlow said something yesterday, and I don't know, I haven't seen it. He says the Biden tax hike is 7 times higher than the Trump tax cut.
Yeah, I saw he said that, yes. Actually, you know, he did the math on it. And again, I don't think they're going to get all of the tax increases that they were hoping for. I'm not thrilled at all. I mean, the idea in regards to the infrastructure package, their main financing for the $1 trillion infrastructure package is to send out the IRS to collect more money. You're going to send out, your little, tax Gestapo out there to, you know, try to, you know, drum up and get more money here and there. Come on. How about just simplifying the tax code? We wouldn't need all of this nonsense. But again, that makes too much sense.
Yep.
So I don't know where they're going to come up with the money, but they're going to have to come up with a lot of it.
And finally, you don't live in New York City. It's a good thing you don't, because New York City's next mayor will face a $5.4 billion budget deficit after Bill de Blasio just added another $300 million to it.
Yeah, New York City's got to get back to law and order and clean New York City if it's going to ever help to see its tax revenues come back to where they were.
All right. Well, you have yourself a good day up there. Stay out of the weather, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Go over there and check it out, and you'll find out more. By the way, be prepared to be watching Subway. They got some new big names, sports names, for a mega campaign promoting their menu revamp. They've revamped the menu at Subway. And you're going to see a lot of sports guys talking about it. Just saw Tom Brady the other day. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.